Hello, this is Clément, your dungeon master, on our adventure through the World Spire. So I just wanted to let you know that the World Spire is going to be taking a mid-season break after not this episode, but the next episode. And we're still going to be posting episodes during that time. We actually played a very special session that was DM'd by our very own Nancy, who normally plays Tintsy, and she did an awesome job, and it was a lot of fun. So I really can't wait for you guys to hear that. But for now, welcome to the World Spire. Feral's companions have infiltrated the campus of Sanctum Impadit to rescue her from Father Gortok's re-education. However, after searching through the detention center, they found themselves at a loss, as Feral was nowhere to be found. Unbeknownst to them, she was all the way on the far side of the campus, having snuck into the mines with Tsu Tsu Tsu. Feral was forced to transform into her snake form to slip through a tight spot on their way out, but when she did, her senses were overwhelmed with countless ghostly forms, including a pair of mole folk watching over Tsu Tsu Tsu. Chapter 11, Prison Break, Part 2.
Tintsy, Zealous, Dark Elf, Onyx, Gray Squirrel, your whole group huddles outside of the detention center trying to figure out what to do next at this point, now that you've been inside the detention center and you haven't been able to find Feral. You talk amongst yourselves, and the Dark Elf man has a distant look on in his eyes, and he doesn't seem to be sure what to do next.
Tintsy starts tapping her chin.
A couple people have passed by, but with Zealous's Path Without a Trace spell, they've sort of looked right past you.
Nice.
So you guys seem to be safe. As long as you're not too loud, you seem to be safe to have your conversation here.
Okay. Can I check my Hunter's Mark? Is Roy G. Biv still...
Yes. I mean...
He had a heart attack in the past 30 seconds.
No, I believe that the spell gives you advantage on tracking, right?
Yes, advantage on wisdom perception or wisdom survival check. But it doesn't... It just says advantage, yeah.
Well, if you wish to do either of those rolls, you may. Though, you did just see this guy, like, minutes before.
Oh, well, okay. I thought... why did I think a lot longer passed? I just want to know if he's left that room.
they're probably still painting at this point.
There's no way for me to find, like, him and see, like, trails of him, of, like, where his room might be or where he came from.
Go ahead and give me one of those rolls if you wish for that information.
Perception and survival are both plus ones.
You can do it.
But is it you have advantage on them anyway.
Oh, right, that's true.
Like, I would count this as your Hunter's Mark working.
Ooh, that's a 4. And that's with the plus one.
Let's hope roll number 2 is better.
Oh, okay. So that's 15 plus 1.
15, okay.
Apparently I should roll on the table and not on my notebook. It bounced more.
Yeah. Well, so you scan around and you do actually notice like some spatters of paint leading into the detention center's front doors and leading off in the direction past the statue of Lithimorta and towards the building where you originally met Father Gortok.
Guys, I think we should head that way. From my mind's eye, I think... There's some paint splatter on the ground. I think we should follow that and see if we can see where he's come from, because he looks like he has some authority. So maybe we can sneak in and see if we can find any whispers down the... I guess there's no vines here because it's all metally and stuff, but maybe we can find something about Feral.
Yeah, I mean...
And Zelis, as you... when Tinsy mentions the paint splatters, you look around and you, like, see these tiny little colorful dots, and you have no idea how she noticed this.
I don't know how you... got that, but I'll trust you, I guess.
My mind's eyes. And Tinsy, like, points at her eyeballs.
Okay. But, yeah, I mean, I don't know where else we would be going right now anyway, so we might as well.
I turn to Sexy Ankles.
Friend! And I point to the direction of the building.
He looks between you and the building you're pointing at, and then he points to himself, and then... points up to the moon trees hanging from the cavern ceiling before, and then mimics the motion of climbing a rope, and then puts his hand, like, over his eyes and sort of mimics looking back and forth.
Tinsy just, like, slowly turns to Zelis.
Is he telling us that he'll look out for us?
Or, yeah, maybe. I think so.
So then I point at him, and I point up there and doing the looking thing, and then I just point at him again, and then I point... between Zelis and I, and point at the building.
And he nods. He seems to believe that you have an understanding.
So I'm like, Zelis, okay, he's gonna go up and look for us. Okay. And then Tinsy, she like cups her hands in front of her mouth, and then points at each other and kind of like shrugs, like trying to like be like, you know, how will you let us know if something happens? Yeah.
Let's see. I'm trying to think if there's some sort of ability that would make sense for you to roll to try and communicate like this.
I've had a question.
Maybe for... performance? Sorry, what was your question?
I've had a question for a while, but I'm like, should I ask this? Because I'm not, like, in this scene, you know?
Sure, go ahead.
Can he speak to the squirrel?
Oh.
No.
Oh, okay. That would. What about Onyx?
He cannot talk to animals.
Ah, okay. So, like, Tinsy's still trying, so she's, like, she pretends to walk and be like, and she, like, jumps in surprise. And then she points at you and she, like, shrugs.
Wait, actually, would I be able to cast Speak with Animals on him so he could speak to the squirrel and the squirrel could run interference?
Oh, shit. Can you cast it on other people?
Does Speak with Animals allow you to grant the understanding to someone else?
Let me see.
Look at us.
But in the meantime, Tinsy, can you give me a performance roll?
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah. It just says self. Yeah.
Okay. Performance roll. Okay. Performance is a +2.
Okay. Between the three of us, we almost had like a brain.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
What did you roll? No.
I rolled a 2 + 2.
Okay, well, it's not like you're gonna
I'm
die.
I'm just flailing arms.
He looks at you and then he has a sort of blank expression on his face and he sort of shrugs a little bit. And then he points to himself and points back to the trees and like starts to get up to move. And like, he's sort of indicating that he wants to get going.
I think we'll just have to deal with it. I don't...
He's really impatient, isn't he?
He is. I don't know if I like him anymore.
And like Tinsy's like putting an X in her like brain visual of like a checklist. Mm-hmm. And patience.
Maybe we should ditch him at one point.
What else is on the checklist?
Tinsy's never gonna let you guys know. Just to make sure that you are safe. No. So Tinsy knows that obviously he doesn't understand it, but she'll still say, good luck, be safe.
he nods, and judging by the motion you did where you put your hand next to your mouth, like, which the audience of course did not see because this is an audio medium,
but apologies.
She rose up her hand, and he interprets that as another request for a high five, so he gives you a high five, and then he takes his grappling hook and climbs up on top of the detention center and then throws it up, making sure that nobody's able to see him into the trees, and before you know it, he's gone.
Tinsy, when that happened, she goes, no, I take that back. I still like him. He gave me a high five.
I think I'm just not, I don't like him. I, you know what? No. We can't even understand him at this point. I mean.
We don't understand a lot of people. We should probably get going.
Yeah, I guess so.
Onward, Zealous!
Okay. That's my, like, wiggle in the harness.
Zealous yeah. just sighs. She's just like...
Alright. So the two of you and your animal companions are going to follow the trail of paint?
Yeah.
Alright. Yes. So, meanwhile, we'll cut back to Feral, who's walking down the path back towards the large building where her suite is. Quickly, you see Friend Guard approaching you, runs up to you and sort of stops and puts his hands on his knees and he's breathing heavily like, Oh, found you. Oh,
hey.
Oh, I'm so sorry for bad behavior. You such good friend. And,
oh, God.
And I had too much and was no good. Was supposed to protect you. So sorry.
No, it's good. We just got lost and it's fine. It's okay. You're still friend.
Oh, good friend. Yes. And he looks very relieved when you say this.
And, I feel so we're bad gonna burn them. Everything down, but can we save this one guard?
Seriously.
Feral must feel so guilty.
Feral feels yeah. guilty, but also very sad.
And Friend Guard looks to Tsutsutsu and says, Tsutsutsu, Doc Ovral, very worried for you. And Tsutsutsu responds,
Oh gosh, yeah. Oh no, I was supposed to help him close up the armory. Feral, I'll meet up with you in the morning, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, I'll try to explain to my dad that I'm probably going to be spending a lot of time with you to get you accustomed. And anyway, I gotta get going, so sorry.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Feral, get a good sleep.
Bye.
Love you.
Oh. I love you too.
And he runs off across the camp towards the armory.
Feral is having she's so panicked because she doesn't know if she should tell him what she saw as Snake Roll, and she doesn't know, like, it's gonna get weird at some point and she's gonna have to come out with it. But like, how do you...
So, Friend Guard turns back to you, Feral, and he says,
No tell Father Gortok that we separate?
Oh, no, because that would be dumb.
You good friend.
Oh, God. Oh, God. I'm gonna have to get him flowers, or maybe some... fantasy acetaminophen for that headache he's probably got going.
Come, let friend return you to suite.
Yes, okay, yeah, I'm tired.
Alright, well, he leads the way, and you climb back up the stairs to the large building where your suite is, and in through the main doors, and you see Father Gortok there talking to one of the guards, and he looks back towards you and smiles and says, Oh, there you are. How was your tour?
Very informative.
Oh, really? What did you think of our camp?
Yeah, it's got some nice amenities. They tried to make me play rot ball, and I'm not very good at it.
Oh, that's all right. They were probably just giving you a hard time. You'll have to forgive them. They, like I said... a lot of the guards are still a bit miffed about you hurting the beast. They'll warm up to you. I think they will all quickly see how wonderful you are.
Hmm. Okay, well, good night.
Oh, yes, well, I shouldn't keep you any longer. You must be exhausted, and I have business to attend to anyway. So, yes, have a great sleep. I will see you in the morning.
Can I see if I can, figure out, like, where he's going?
Like, he doesn't seem to be leaving at this point. He's having a conversation with the guard, and it looks like it's still going to be going on for a while.
Where am I at this point?
You're in the same chapel where you originally saw him, but he's not up on the dais, like a story above you. He's down on the bottom floor with you.
I need to figure out where his office is. Okay. I guess I follow friend guard back to the suite.
Yeah.
But I want to take a mental note of, like, maybe some of the rooms that are on the way back.
Okay. Friend guard leads you to a side door, which you had originally come out of on your way down this morning, and leads you up the stairs into a hallway on the second floor. And can I get you to roll an investigation check?
Okay. Oh, it's not good. It's the 7 plus 2.
7 plus 2?
Yep.
Oof. All right. Well, so as you come out into the hall on the second floor, you look to your left, which would be sort of the direction leading into the camp. And at the very end of the hall, you see a room that has quite large doors, and the door is slightly agape, but you're not quite able to make out anything through there. And you walk towards the door, but the hallway curves to the left before you reach it, and friend guard leads you down that way. Before long, you end up at the door to your suite.
Cool. Didn't learn anything new.
That door did look suspicious as far as looking for important locations go.
Cool. Okay.
So he opens the door for you and stands politely waiting for you to enter.
Are you gonna be here?
Friend will be outside, if, druid, Feral?
Yeah,
Feral. If Feral need anything at all, just ask friend guard.
Is that your name? That's not your name.
Friend guard's name, Ferengar.
Oh!
Just realized, big coincidence.
Yeah, wow, it's really... Yeah, this whole time you must have been like, I'm friend, but she's friend, but also he's friend. Oh, I'm so sorry, man.
Things making much more sense.
I bet. Yes, I bet. Yes. Okay, well, good night, friend.
Good night, friend.
Feral.
I love
Feral,
so much.
Yes.
Finger guns, okay.
He does, like, the sort of finger arrows.
Oh, yeah, that's right, finger arrows.
Yes, remember, finger arrows.
The door closes, and he happily stands guard, making sure that nothing's going to come and hurt his new friend.
Oh, adopt him.
Same.
He's probably like twice my age, but who could be my
at
son?
Least, it's yeah.
Fine. Adopt him. That's okay. Tinsy will adopt him then. Is he younger than me?
I'd have to double check his age.
We're going to get some Ferengar backstory soon.
Well, if you want me to find out how old he is, just a moment.
Tinsy's old enough to adopt. I mean, I don't know if she's responsible
or
enough.
Or you could get jiggy with him.
No.
No.
No. No. No. This is not about that life.
How old are you?
You're feeling that you can't get jiggy with anybody, or especially not Lorelai right now, so you're wanting to live vicariously through us. I see.
Well, I'm just saying.
You are heard.
I'm just saying, you're gonna have hot, sexy ankles. I will eventually have Lorelai. You need somebody.
Tinsy's gonna rule the world. What are you talking about? She will be the top of
She's
the spire.
Burn it down.
Yeah. Tinsy can't help it. They're not being cute. They're being the opposite of cute. Don't ask me what it is, but the opposite of
just,
cute.
It's just not cute. It's just not cute.
It's not cute. It's not cute behavior. That's why she wants to adopt Tsutsutsu. I mean, understandably, he has a father, but that's fine. Tinsy wants to adopt all cute things.
Fight him to the death for him. Burn him.
Okay, so I don't have the exact age, but he is young enough that he wouldn't have undergone the coming of age ritual yet. So he's still living.
Oh, then I definitely can adopt him.
Yeah. All right.
Wait, no. That means I have to save him from the coming of age ritual. Oh, no. Oh, there's so much more pressure on me, too.
But Farrell doesn't know that yet.
I mean, no, but I do.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, we all do. Save him.
Oh, the cruelty.
Even if Farrell didn't, like, specifically investigate him, you might have had the sense that he was still living.
He probably looks quite young then.
Yeah.
Well, the stakes just got higher. I mean, they were already really high.
It might be.
But I feel like I've spent more time with Frengar than a lot of other NPCs at this point.
Yeah.
All right, Zealous, gonna get you to roll stealth, because this paint path does lead, like, directly through a bunch of open areas.
Oh,
so,
shit.
And then, Tintsy, while she's rolling stealth, gonna get you to roll something for tracking, whether it be survival or whatever. And again, you still have advantage from your hunter's mark.
That's
good.
A very good number. I got a 7.
Yeah, lucky.
wait, this is your stealth, right?
Oh, plus 10.
Oh.
So that's okay, 17. I keep forgetting.
So that first roll was a 4.
Yeah, I'd say that by the time you finish following this trail, probably your spell will have worn off.
Me?
Mine or?
The Pass Without a Trace.
Oh.
So this will be the last one I give you the bonus for.
Okay.
Good thing you remembered. I'm sorry, good thing I remembered.
Yeah.
And then what did you get for the tracking?
I got 17 plus 1.
Hey, nice.
Yay.
Yeah, the first one was a 4, so thank the Lord.
Yeah.
All right. Well, the two of you working together, like, Zealous is able to duck behind whatever sparse cover she's able to find along the way, and Tintsy is able to successfully get you back on track every time the coast is clear. You're getting
We are somehow competent. Sorry, I'm saying we're somehow competent right now.
Where is it all gonna go wrong?
And you're getting fairly close to the large building where you originally met Father Gortok. You're a little ways past the statue of Lithimorta at this point, with the sports field to your left. And as you are hiding and waiting for the coast to clear, you do see a small figure running past, and it is Tsutsutsu.
Okay. I go, I want him.
I'm gonna do minor illusion. Like, is he close? How far is he from me?
He's about 30 feet away.
I wanna do minor illusion, and I wanna do an audio one that whispers at him and tells him, Tsutsutsu, it's Tintsy, come here. If he's exiting this way, am I to his left?
It looks like he's about to, like, cross the sports field to your left.
Okay. Tsutsutsu, it's Tintsy, we snuck in. Come to the left, go to the left, towards the statue.
And he stops in his tracks and, like, looks all around and peers towards you. And, like, you can see that he's struggling to see you just because of Zealous's spell. But then he does spot you and he waddles over and he's just like,
oh my god, you guys, you're okay! Oh, so you didn't turn to mush.
What?
I honestly kind of just said that to make Feral feel better. Wow, I'm glad I was right.
What? Mush?
That's not important. Are you guys okay? How did you get here?
It's a long story.
Yeah. Tintsy reaches down. Oh, it's so good that you're okay. Starts squishing his cheeks together.
Oh, it's so good to see you guys.
Have you seen Feral?
Yeah, I was just with her. I gave her a tour of the whole campus.
Where is she?
What? Tour?
Goodness, I've got to catch you up. So what happened was, well, when you guys disappeared, we saw some rot sliding down the tree.
Ooh.
From where you had disappeared from, and we figured that maybe wherever you were going, we figured maybe there was a lot of rot there. And there was a lot of rot with the beast, so we continued tracking the beast. But that was kind of a bad idea, I guess, in the end, because we found the beast and, well, it was a trap. But there were a bunch of soldiers there, and they took us in, and it's pretty much all we can do right now to try and pretend that, you know, we're all gung-ho about, you know, being cooperative, but Feral and I have a plan.
What's the plan?
So, you know how I was telling you guys about the living totems?
Yeah, I remember.
Well, the animal totem, the clan leader, she's here. She's somewhere in the campus.
Oh.
Tinsy doesn't quite understand what a clan leader is. So she just goes, she's like, important person, okay. Are you looking for her?
Yeah, so we found the Dawn Tree already, and that's great, but we need both of the living totems so that, you know, we can have the power to free all the druids who are trapped here, right?
Is Feral safe?
Oh, yeah. No, they're treating her real well. You guys should see the room that they gave her.
Tinsy just, oh, so worried. Okay. She just, she, like, loses all strength in her body. Oh, my gosh. So we don't have to burn people?
Please don't.
Tinsy just starts petting Tsutsutsu. Oh, I was so scared. I thought they hurt you guys.
Yeah, you know, low-key, I think Father Gortok is, like, trying to, like, interior design seduce Feral, but...
I heard that was the most effective way to seduce someone. Oh, no.
What are you guys talking about?
She falls
about?
In love.
What does that mean?
You know how Lorelai and you are?
Well, we're not really anything right now. She's not here.
I mean, how you feel about her?
Okay.
I think Papa Gore wants Feral to feel that way about him.
Ew.
Yeah, right? She needs someone really pretty or something, you know?
Like sexy ankles.
I mean, we have to approve of him first, though.
Yeah, I don't really like him anyway. I don't know why.
Well, I mean, he gives me high fives, so like... Ooh, that's like a 90% me going, okay.
That shouldn't be your...
Sexy ankles?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we met sexy ankles. He wants us to help Feral.
Mm-hmm.
You guys can explain that later. what are you guys up to? What are you doing?
We've been trying to find Feral.
Oh, twinsies.
She's safe for now, but if anyone spots you, you're in big trouble.
Do you know where we can go to hide while we make a game plan? Maybe we can look for the mother clan totem? Leader clan totem?
Well, Feral and I were gonna keep...
Tinsy's like, oh no, what was it called?
the clan leader. Yeah, she's the clan leader. One of the two living totems.
Oh, yeah. Maybe okay. maybe we can hide somewhere for now and try to gather some information about that, and maybe we can work on that end, and you can let Feral know we're here.
But yeah. We might want to hurry a little bit, because we did knock somebody out, and...
Oh, yeah. Ooh, so we kind of knocked out a dwarf that was playing on the field. Do you think he can handle... I wrote sorry in front of him, but I don't think he's gonna like it much because I didn't do so well.
Meanwhile, we cut back to that dwarf who's coming too, and he like sort of puts a hand on his head and he's just like talking to himself like, oh, I'm gonna kill. And then he like looks down at where it says sorry and he's just like, aww.
Because I know if somebody whacked me and then left me unconscious and possibly to die, but then they, like, apologize for it. You know what? That person's okay. That person's okay.
I mean,
well, you did actually roll earlier, and it was enough for him to buy the apology.
Tinsy doesn't know this, so she goes, like, I don't know what to do. I did say sorry. I wrote sorry in front of him. But I mean, if you happen to come across him, can you punch him again to make sure, like, he can stay out a little bit longer?
We should probably try to avoid violence.
You shouldn't say that in front of Zealous.
Yeah. I disagree with that statement that you just said, Tutu.
I mean, we still really love you, though.
For now?
Since he starts squishing his cheeks again.
Well, we have a big plan for big violence once we save the clan leader. Is that good enough?
Ooh, don't make promises you can't keep.
Can fire be involved?
Oh, I think you're going to be real excited about this violence.
Because he's like, I don't like the way they talked about you guys.
That's why we should kill them all. That's how...
Yep.
Solutions.
Okay, killing them all is a little extreme.
I disagree.
These people still are kind of my family, even if I don't totally agree with
them. Well, I mean, we'll ask you first before we do anything.
We'll show you the person, and if you dislike them...
Much appreciated.
Okay, so, is there a place we can go to hide, and maybe you can give us some direction of how to find this clan leader?
Well, my dad, Doc Overall, I think he'll be okay. We maybe shouldn't tell him that you guys snuck in or anything. Let's maybe just tell him that you're new here, and
maybe we're vacationing.
Yeah,
I don't think he'll buy that.
Oh, I've always wanted to go on a vacation.
What's a vacation?
That's okay.
But if I tell him you're my friends, he'll like you.
Well, I hope we are friends, and you're not having to lie.
And Tinsy gets really, like, big to her eyes.
We are friends. Of course we're friends.
That's good. And she just, she, like, tries to, like, hug him while still in the harness.
I've missed you so much, Tsutsutsu.
He's, like, standing on his tiptoes and reaching his arms up towards you. And you're, like, fingers
tips
touch
to
a little bit.
Affectionately greet each other.
Okay, then you get to have a big hug.
Yeah. I'm going to wrap my arms around Zealous, too.
And Zealous, you're sort of included in this hug a little bit.
Zealous is very uncomfortable right now.
And Onyx, like, leans up against you guys.
The gray squirrel pops up and rubs his cheeks against Tsutsu's cheeks.
All right, well, the lot of
we
you...
We wave over at the tree that we know the elven man is, and we point at Tsutsutsu. Like, I'm assuming he can see us, I don't know. But I point at Tsutsutsu and at the two of us, and, like, we do, like, little walking motions with my finger, even though I don't think he can see us.
Yeah, well, you don't detect any response from the trees up above, but...
You don't see, like, a single thumbs up extend down past the tree line.
No, like, ankle just sticking out a little bit.
A pointed toe.
Well, it's hard to say whether or not the message was received, but he is in stealth right now, so perhaps he's just staying hidden.
And I just explained to Tsutsutsu, just because he's, like, weirded out by this. Sexy ankles, because now I'm just going to call it in-game, too. Sexy ankles, I'm just letting him know that we're coming with you and that you're, like, don't hurt you. Although he wasn't really in for the fire before, but that's fine. I'm just letting him know where we're going.
Is Sexy Ankles one of the druids from your clan? Or?
He kind of just showed up.
You know, we didn't think this through, but he kind of saved Zealous.
Yeah.
I mean, in my books, yeah. That's a friend.
Well, good enough for me.
It was really weird.
Mm-hmm. We're so naive.
All right, well, he leads you back to the armory, and when you get there, he opens the door and says,
Dad, I'm home!
You see this jolly-looking dwarven man run up, and he says, Oh, Tsutsutsu! And throws his arms around him and says, I was so worried about you. You're never late. Where were you?
Oh, I'm so sorry, Daddy. I was with my friend, and we stayed in the mines a little too late, and we got stuck there, and we had to get our way out. And I'm sorry.
Oh, it's okay, my boy. And he looks up at you two and says, we have guests. Welcome. Welcome to the Library of Arms. What can I do for you?
Hi! My name's Tinsy. You can call me the little light bearer. I jump out of the harness and run up to him and, like, lift my hand up for a high five.
Do I...
Put your hands up!
He lifts up his hand.
And then I jump up and give him a high five.
Oh!
Hey! Well,
thank you. Is this a surface thing?
This is a friendship thing.
Oh, well, I shall tell all my friends then. Looks at Tsutsutsu. So, I thought that we only had the one surface druid with us now. Were more brought in?
Yes. Yes, definitely.
Yeah, trees.
Wow, are you a druid this whole time? Are you multiclassing? Holy shit, that was convincing.
A vegetation is the vegetopus.
Tell me more.
Druids is what we are. Yes. Yeah.
Hanging berries ain't got nothing with us when we hang out.
Yeah, they just got here, so they They haven't been given rooms in the dormitories yet, so I was wondering if we could have a sleepover.
Oh, what? Well,
I've never had a sleepover! Can we please?
Well, I suppose I don't see why not, if you're friends of Tsutsutsu, I assume?
And Tinsy shakes her head vigorously.
Yes. I love him!
Well, any friends of Tsutsutsu are welcome here, as far as I'm concerned. And he leans in. I take it that the two of you kept him safe while he was missing from the camp?
Definitely.
Always. Nothing touches him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He puts a hand on each of your shoulders and says, I can't tell you how grateful I am to you for keeping my boy safe. If anything was to happen to Tsutsutsu, I don't know what I would do.
Relatable?
You can trust him with us. We won't let anything happen to him.
Yeah. I will literally burn everything if anything happens.
Or I'll just burn stuff. Well, that doesn't matter. It's fine. We'll protect him.
Foreshadowing.
All right. Well.
I like to imagine that she, like, whispered that into his ear. And he broke out in a cold sweat.
And it's just like, she lights her torch a little bit, just like, burn everything.
Since he gets very protective, she can't help it. He's so cute. He's like the epitome of the cutest thing she's found so far, aside from Zealous.
Now, I do want to
and at least
briefly cut back to Feral, though I do want to go through this sleepover.
If you don't,
this sounds fantastic. Like, yes, please.
I'm gonna cry. But
I'm so sorry, Feral, that you're alone and you're. I mean, your suite's real nice. What are you doing?
I prop up some pillows on the bed, and one of them's Tinsy and one of them's Zealous.
Oh, no! I'm gonna start crying.
And I just sit there. And I cry.
Oh, no.
Oh, she's going to be so mad when she finds out we've been here this whole time.
Like, we had a pillow fight.
Because
like,
what if they're alive? Because, like, they might not actually be dead. But I feel really bad that, like, maybe we kind of fucked that up a little bit. But also, I am so scared because there's ghosts and rot everywhere and that's just not good. It feels like I'm surrounded by dead things and dying things, and that's exactly what Feyrul was trying to get away from when she went to the Druid Circle. So I'm gonna cry for a little bit.
Oh my god.
All right, well, Feyrul weeps in front of her pillows representing her friends. And we cut back to the other group laughing riotously as they are having just the time of their lives in Tsutsutsu's bedroom up above the armory. And Doc Overall has brought little snacks for you all.
Snacks!
And, like,
are they vegetarian?
Are you going to watch any Mary Kate and Ashley tapes?
Are they vegetarian is the question for Tinsy.
Yeah, I'd say that's fair. Like they,
like a fantasy carrot.
They have, like, the food tastes a little synthetic, maybe, but like it's good. Like,
Tinsy in the middle of eating goes, "Oh man, more rot inside me."
Yeah. I was gonna say.
Wait, but do they know that?
Yeah, we talked. Tinsy was saying how like.
Yeah, Tsutsutsu mentioned that there's rotten food, yeah.
Feral's gonna have to, like, do her, like, magic.
Yeah.
And Tsutsutsu, like, has been, like, eating some of the snacks, and he looks at you, and, like, you sort of see, like, a light bulb go off in his head, and he's just like,
Dad, they're super new here. They're not quite used to rot intake yet. I'm so sorry to ask. Can we get some rot-free snacks for now?
Oh, I'm so sorry. You're right. You're new here. We should ease you into how things work around here. I'll be right back. I'll try and find something that doesn't have any rot for you.
Oh, thank you so much. That's so kind of you.
And he starts to pick up the tray, and Tsutsutsu's just like,
You can leave that. I'm okay with it. Like, I'm used to it.
I'll just have all 20 of these little snack pies, like the crackers that have, like, the Ritz crackers, the fantasy Ritz crackers.
I mean, they're really good.
Tinsy just, like, eyeballs it because she's like, they were really good.
Can Zealous, like, do, like, a little bug check or, like, creature check to see if she can find any insects to eat or something, possibly?
I have a custom fashion stat. We should give her a bug check while
on fire. Can you please?
Snack check. Give me a survival roll.
Survival? Okay.
Which we will call snack check.
Yeah. I mean, it's foraging for food. That's survival, right?
That's an 18.
Oh,
oh,
no. Yeah.
She hears spiders in the walls.
Yeah, well, in a sort of moment of silence after Doc Overall has started picking up the things and moving his way towards the room, you do hear, like, nobody else hears this, but you do hear, like, a tiny sound from the edge of the wall, and your eyes snap over, and you see just, like, a little beetle crawling across the floor. Oh,
I, like, jump on it, and I just, like, grab it and put it in my mouth.
Question, do I hear the beetle, but because I can understand them, do I hear their last moment?
It's just, <"What> up?!
And, like, my head snaps over just as
As I notice that you are looking at me, I look at you, and at the same time we make eye contact, and I eat the bug.
Tinsy instantly starts crying.
Oh, no.
Zealous kind of smiles, and there's maybe, like, a little bit of bug remains.
We're not even, like, 20 minutes into the sleepover, and already somebody's crying.
Tinsy understands nourishment, circle of life, you know, Scar, but, like... Simba, we all get that. So Tinsy just, like, openly weeps, but, like, turns back and, like, suddenly waits for her snack.
Well, you both sort of look back, and Doc Overall and Tsutsutsu are just, like, sort of staring at you. Doc Overall is, like, halfway out the door. They're both just, like, a little puzzled. but you just ate a bug, so Doc Overall sees your face. Great job.
I thought he was gone for a little while.
He stares at you for, like, a minute, and then...
I just slowly put my mask back on. I'm just like, you didn't see anything.
Hang on. Merch idea. We do Zealous masks.
Face masks for the pandemic.
Yeah. Oh my god.
Protect yourself against the rot.
Please. Listeners, if you are interested in this, we can work something and make this happen.
Give us, like, like, many months, though, because many, many months.
I mean, we'll still do this.
But Doc Overall looks down to Tsutsutsu and says, son, can I have a word for a moment?
Yes, Daddy.
He, like, gets to his feet and, like, sheepishly follows Doc Overall out into the hall, and the door closes behind them.
I turn to Zealous. Could you not have... Why didn't you just wait for the snacks? Now we're going to have to set his father on fire, and I was trying to be his friend. I don't want to hurt him.
Is he really going to be mean just because I look different?
He's going to be
He should be nice. I'm friends with his son. And you should be nice.
Honestly,
you shouldn't
you're super
judge
cute,
me.
Too. So he really shouldn't.
I don't look that different from you guys. I mean...
Tinsy's just nodding her head.
It's fine.
No, not different at all.
Is it because I'm a fairy? Is this why this is happening?
You know, if they don't like druids, maybe they don't like fairies.
How?
Okay, you know what? Let's trust Tsutsutsu.
Meanwhile, we cut to down the hall. I hope you don't mind me role-playing a scene all by myself.
No, please. Please, role-play with yourself.
Tsutsutsu is in Doc Overall's room right now, and Doc Overall closes the door, and Tsutsutsu says,
look, Daddy, I can explain. She's called a Zealous. That's also her name. It's kind of a weird thing, but, you know, I'm named Dig 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 if you translate it, right?
Darko Vrow holds up a hand, and Tsu falls silent, and Darko Vrow says, I'm not concerned about what your friend looked like. I know they're from the surface, and I don't pretend to know all the races of the surface world. But, son, and he looks like he's struggling for words, and eventually he looks Tsu in the eyes and says,
you're adopted. Sorry. I'm sorry, I did the shot. I'm so sorry.
I think Tsu's figured that much out. No. No, he definitely knows he's adopted. But Darko Vrow looks at Tsu and he has a very rare expression on his face. It's a frown. Uh-huh. And he says, son, I'm a little disappointed in you. I didn't think that you had it in you to lie to me.
Oh, what do you mean? What did I lie about?
And Darko Vrow sits down in an armchair and begins rubbing his temples, and he says, Tsu, I'm perfectly aware that Feral is the only surface druid that we have taken in. Who are these two?
Oh!
You ate the damn bug.
Crud. Oh, gosh. How do I begin to explain?
We cut back to you guys. What have you guys been doing in the meantime?
Hella eavesdropping.
Yeah.
Hella eavesdropping.
I go to...
After wiping my tears.
Well, I mean, they're not here. I could look for another bug.
Okay, so...
Zealous!
So Zealous is still in Susu's room looking for bugs, while Tintsy has, like, snuck out into the hall and you're listening at the door?
I mean, I kind of wish Zealous did, because her stealth is better, but okay, that's fine. You chose to look for bugs. No.
You know what? No.
No, you decided to look for bugs.
She's gonna eavesdrop. Yeah, she's gonna eavesdrop. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, I won't make you guys roll stealth for this, but...
Okay.
You guys are pressing your ear up against the door, and you've come in at this point in the conversation, and Tsu says,
okay, well, I've always been kind of curious about the surface world, and when Feral and Zealous and Tintsy, when they first came here, I was super taken by them. They were from the surface. I had to know more, and so I followed them. I know that some people thought I was kidnapped, but I wasn't. I went with them willingly. I did, and.
And he falls silent, and he's having trouble saying the next thing. And Darko Vrow, his face softens. Not that you can see that, but Tsu can. His face softens, and he pats his knee, and he says, come here, sweetie. And Tsu waddles over and just, like, buries his face on Darko Vrow's knee. And Darko Vrow says... Listen, I trust you, and I hope you know that you can trust me with anything. I've suspected for some time that perhaps the way of the Foothold of Amorta wasn't quite right for you. Am I right? And Tsu looks up. And his goggles are completely fogged up at this point. And he says,
no, Daddy, it's not! I don't want to die!
And he just starts openly crying. Weeping.
Oh, did he just say dying? And then she starts weeping. She starts crying because she's like, why is he dying? Well, he's dropping, obviously.
And so Tutu's crying and Dakofral's stroking his head and he says, oh boy, this is quite awkward. I was planning a bunch of fun things for your coming-of-age funeral with your friend Pippi, but, I think if this is the way you feel, we're going to have to find a way to get you out of this, aren't we?
You would do that for me, Daddy? You would make me go through with it?
Son, of course not. If you go through your coming-of-age without wanting it, you'll become mindless. And I want my son. I will support you no matter what. All right? So trust me. What do you need?
Daddy, I don't think what we're doing is right. I want to save the druids and let them be druids. I don't think the foothold of Amorda is completely wrong. I think a lot of their teachings make sense. Like, I don't see any reason we should fear the next life, but why are we in such a hurry to get rid of this one? I think the way that druids celebrate life is beautiful, and I want to spend my first life with them before I go to my next life.
And Dakofral, his eyes are starting to mist up, and he says, oh, my sweet boy, I'm so sorry. I never understood. I didn't know you had all of this inside you. His eyes begin darting around and says, We have so little time before you're coming of age. I assume you guys are, at least Tinsy is probably, like, openly crying by this point.
Yeah, I'm crying too,
Zeus as well. She's, like, hand over, like, her mouth, like, trying to, like, muffle her sobs.
Zeus's mask is back on, and it's a cloth mask, right?
Yeah.
Correct. So you can see it, like, she's kind of hyperventilating to the point that it goes, like, inwards.
Is there, like, outwards the mask? Has the coloring on your mask, like, darkened because of the tears?
Definitely. And you can see me breathing, like, deeply because the mask kind of goes inwards and outwards. And so
Tinsy, like, kind of looks over at Zealous. Is this what having a dad that's alive is like?
I think so. I want to be a dad.
I want to be a dad, too!
Can I get you both to roll stealth with disadvantage?
Oh, man. Well, don't matter. That's one.
13 is mine.
Can I see if I roll another one?
Well, Doc Overall... hears your muffled sobs from the other side of the door. Tutu is still crying as well. Yeah, you guys sort of fall over as the door opens, and you look up, and he's smiling down at you, and he pulls you both into a hug.
Tinsy, like, quite... not super loudly, but she definitely is ugly crying at this point.
Yeah.
You can ugly cry as loud as you want. Nobody here is going to
mind. Then she's like hella, like, ugly crying. Are you saying to do it, like, in voice or, like...
No, I'm just saying that, okay. Like, you don't have to be stealthy now.
Yeah.
But I mean, if you wanted to...
I really want to hear Zealous cry.
Yeah, I want to hear Zealous. Zealous should be the one to cry. I think it's almost the opposite too, because you're so low voice. I think Dizzy would be the so good. Dizzy very brokenly tells him, really do love your son.
and we would protect him with our lives.
Doc O'Vral pulls away, and he says, "Toot, toot, toot. You know where to go for the snacks, right?"
"Yeah."
And you look at Doc O'Vral, and he's just considering something, and he says, "I'll be back in 20 minutes or so, all right?" Toot, toot, toot's just like,
"Okay."
Doc O'Vral says, "Don't worry." Gives Toot, toot, toot a kiss on the forehead. And again, he gives a look to both of you, and he's got that jolly big smile, and his eyes are just full of tears, and he says, "Thank you for looking after my son."
Tinsy does another wail, and of just course. A new wave of crying, and she just nods her head, and she does the Order of Aguilas, like, salute to him, and she's like...
"You're welcome."
"You're such a mess."
I'm just thinking, like, Beryl's just in her room alone with two pillows.
Well, speaking of which, meanwhile, Beryl has like passed out crying.
Have I though?
Yeah, I think you were crying so hard that you...
Like, wait, can I request a scene?
Sure. Okay.
Is there a mirror?
Sure, yes.
Oh, please tell me Farrell's the kind of girl that looks in the mirror to see if she's ugly when she cries.
Yeah.
Maybe a little bit, but when I became a snake, it didn't set off the alarms, right?
That's right.
I'm going to turn into a snake, and I'm going to take a deep breath and close my eyes. And I open them. And I want to see if there's anybody behind me.
The room seems empty. There are no ghosts present. You do see, like, two or three wispy rot tendrils with those claws. But they seem almost at peace.
Part of me's really sad, but part of me is relieved. And I turn back into myself, and I sniff a little bit, and then I realize I'm really fucking tired, and I go to bed.
Well, as you're heading to the bed, you hear Ferengar talking to someone out in the hall.
Oh, good.
And there's a knock at the door.
I'm naked! And I... I go to splash some water on my face because I don't want them to see that I've been crying, but it probably won't matter because I definitely ugly cry too.
Can you give me a roll? Let's see, what roll would make sense for face splashing?
Athletics? Did she miss?
Performance?
Deception. Give me a deception roll.
Okay. it's 11 plus 2.
Okay. Your eyes are still a little puffy, but unless somebody was looking for the fact that you were crying, they probably wouldn't be able to tell. So you go to answer the door then?
Yeah.
So you go to the door and you open it.
Wait, I want to listen outside the door before I open it. Is that cool? Is that cool?
Yeah, sure. You listen at the door and it seems like whoever's outside is just waiting for you to answer.
Okay, I'll open it.
All right, so you open the door and Ferengar is standing next to a jolly looking dwarven man. And he says... hello there. You must be Feral, yes?
Depends on who's asking.
And he holds his hand up for a high five.
Cool, alright. I give him I'm very confused, but I give him a high five.
Nancy and Tess are both, like, dancing.
I'm so excited.
Wait, I have no idea.
And, He leans in and says, "Your friends, Zelus and Tinsy, are here."
What friends? I don't have anything to do with those druids anymore. Who are you?
Sorry, my name is Doc O'Vral. I'm Tutu's father.
Oh, come in. I, Yes! And then I close the door behind me.
My dear, are you all right?
Are they okay?
Yes, yes, I have them over there, and they've told me everything.
They're alive?
They're just fine.
Oh my god, I thought I killed them!
And he puts his hands on your shoulders and says, like, there. No.
I thought I turned them to mush.
No, I have permission from Father Gortok to allow you to come and have a sleepover with Tsu. He doesn't know that your friends are here.
I can't get hold in my laughter anymore. This whole podcast episode has just been us crying. Oh, you're so dehydrated now.
I'm really crusty, and my sinuses hurt, and my breath is hella rank, and I cry more.
Tinsy and Zealous, the three of you, like you and Tsutsutsu and your animal friends as well, you're back in Tsutsutsu's room. The three of you have probably all just been weeping together, but about 10 minutes later, there's a knock on the door. The door opens and you see Dako Vral standing with Feral and Friendguard.
Zealous stands up and, like, goes to, like, tackle hug. Feral.
Tinsy uses her second level spell Misty Step and teleports on top of Feral's back, teleport onto her back, hugging her. And
fortunately,
crying.
That's not druid magic.
Yeah, Tinsy doesn't know.
Yeah, that's true. You don't know about the alarm.
So I'm going to cast that.
Use a spell slot on me. Make it rain.
Yes. Tinsy just starts wailing into your shoulder, hugging you.
Zealous turns wailing.
I thought I killed you, and I thought I turned you to mush.
I miss you so much. Zealous and I are so dumb.
You're really, really dumb. I'm also kind of dumb. Fredgar, come here.
He doesn't really know what's going on, but his eyes are misting up, and he says, "Friends!" And just, like, also joins in the hug, and Tsutsutsu's hugging you all.
Tinsy jumps on Friend Guard and, like, starts, like, hugging him tight.
This is Friend Guard. He's so friend.
And then, like, Tinsy jumps on Tsutsutsu's father and hug him, too.
You're such a good father. My father would have loved you.
I've never had a father.
Well, sometime later. Dako Vral has taken Friend Guard downstairs and is giving him snacks. And he's doing this so that you can all talk in privacy, because he's not sure how much of your planning you want to be doing in front of him.
I asked for some water and then asked him if he could put it in, like, a jug or a vase. And then I decontaminated it, and I also told them about that stupid thing I did at the bar, so now everybody's doing that, so that's cool. I'm like, I am a trend queen, but anyway.
I mean, yeah, look at that. Tinsy at this point has not Tinsy has, like, attached herself to hugging Feral from the back. So her, like, chin's on her shoulder, and she has not moved from that spot since.
Zealous has, like, come to her senses in a way and is, like, fully cool now, like, yeah. Like, nothing happened. So, I'm a fairy.
Yeah! Zealous is a fairy!
Mm-hmm. Can I... Or do we have to Arcana check this? Is that right? Do I know that's right?
What check would that be? Try rolling Arcana.
Or Insight or Nature or something like that.
I'll go Arcana.
It's an 11 plus 5.
Holy shit, she's a fairy?
Oh! I guess I haven't really ever considered... I mean, who's ever seen fairies? I mean, I'm sure... Wow!
Wait, so you're not a Zealous?
I mean, I am Zealous, but I'm fairy Zealous.
It's so cool!
Do you have wings?
I hope so.
Wow! I've never met a fairy before.
Maybe they just haven't come in yet.
Oh, yeah, that's probably it. Maybe that's a coming-of-age thing.
Maybe they'll sprout and I'll be able to fly everywhere and be super sneaky.
Ooh, that would be so cool! Oh, Tsu, I've been meaning to ask you, could you take a look at my guardian's blink? When we were finding out that Zealous was a fairy, the scary fairy, the scary Lorelei fairy, spoke to the guardian blink.
Whoa, Lorelei's a fairy too? Holy crap. So great.
I mean, I don't know. She was real scary. I don't think it was her, but she sure looked like her.
Basically, what happened is that Tinsy, I was having a dream, and I was sleeping, and I was unconscious because...
That's what happens when you dream, yeah.
Yeah, and...
Tinsy slowly starts pouting more and more as you tell the story.
Yeah, and I was dreaming, and Lorelei was there, but then she became really mean, and her face transformed, and then... Tinsy was there, which she left my sleeping body alone to travel to somewhere she didn't realize was me. And then Sexy Ankles was there. Yeah.
Oh!
And he saved me.
You were saved by Ankles?
Sexy Ankles.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, you were saved by a pair of sexy ankles.
Yeah, he also had legs and a body.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, head too.
He knew you.
Oh, good.
Oh, good. He's the one who led us to you.
Yeah.
Is he a fairy?
I'm so confused.
I'm really confused too.
This dude with is it appropriate to say darker skin? Like an elf? That's tanner?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't see why not.
Like,
I can't speak for the
dark elf.
Are you like wiggling your eyebrows at me?
he like had leather on. Mm-hmm. But there were some ankles.
That's sexy ankles.
Oh. Wait, Farrell, you mentioned that guy, right? He talked to you while we were camping?
Okay. I'm fidgeting with my braid now. Is he here?
Can I do perception check to, like, notice that she's, like, trying to look pretty?
Or insight? It's very obvious.
Tinsy lights up like a firework.
What?
He's in a tree.
Oh, yeah. He's in a tree.
He's in a tree.
I mean, that's where we last saw him, but we tried to do, like, little... we can understand each other, which was fine. Totally cool. By the way, sorry I did give him a kiss of blessing, but that's besides the point.
That's okay.
He brought us here, and he's,
wait,
like,
why are you...
stuffy.
Never mind.
He's, like, stuffy.
Is he still in the tree?
I don't know.
It's kind of up in the air.
Just cut to him. We cut to a scene where he's, like, tied himself to a tree and he's, like, sleeping with one eye open.
And since he's, like, sitting
there. Film that goes across like a crocodile.
He's sleeping kind of like a dolphin.
Since he looks around the room. Friend?
No, he's outside.
I don't think he's here.
And so she slowly goes up and she like pats Farrell's hair. I'm still behind Farrell. I like pat my hand on Farrell's hair. It's okay, he's not here. You can do your braids later.
I've been drinking and crying a lot and they're probably a little disheveled is all.
But Farrell, you're so pretty.
And my face is very red.
You hear a knock at the door. And Doc O'Farrell lets himself in gently. He's just like, Ferengar has fallen asleep, bless his little heart, sleeping like a little angel.
And Tinsy finally lets go of Feral.
Can I go see him?
We should probably let him sleep now. He seems like he's had a very stressful day.
He was hella hungover.
I just want to make sure he's sleeping okay.
Leave him be. Just leave him.
She glares at Zelis, and she goes back to, like, pouty face. Can I please just make sure he's okay? I'll feel better to know he's sleeping safely.
Don't worry, sweetie. I've tucked him in. I gave him a nice warm glass of milk, and
Oh, that's good. Milk is important. It helps you have good dreams.
Yes, and also an antacid.
Tinsy, like, nods in approval. Okay, I think he's good then.
And Tinsy just goes back and attaches herself back to Feral's back.
And Doc Overall closes the door, and he sits on Tutsu's bed, and he says, "Now, in the meantime, I want to figure out, how are we going to get Tutsu away from his coming-of-age funeral?"
Well, Zelis and I probably shouldn't tell you what our plan was.
And Tinsy, like, tries to, like, hide away her torches.
Our plan was that we...
Tutsu, like, jumps up and, like, throws a hand over your mouth because he knows your kinds of plans. He says,
should we tell Dad about our plan?
I feel like that's probably better than what Zelis and I had. Hey, yeah!
And she, like, just zips up her backpack so you can't see the torches.
She's had, like, a little backpack this whole time? Wow.
Yeah. I don't know where the torches are.
Oh, yeah.
You just pull them from Hammer Space, right? That's what everyone does.
She slowly zips up her Hammer Space.
I'm not sure if I should tell him. I mean, I guess I've only just met him. I don't know how trustworthy he is. And I don't know if I tell them about my plan to try and rescue the clan leader, if he'll alert the authorities.
Did you say that out loud, or is that...
No.
Okay. Okay.
I'm sorry. I know I don't really do very good character voices. I'm really sorry.
No, like, your character voice, like... Like,
it's the mannerisms that change.
It's, yeah, really, it's the mannerisms. It's 20% more vocal fry. But I don't know, but I'll say something like, well, I mean, I just got here and I thought we could, well, I mean, how many people around are gonna be okay with this, right? So...
Oh, I mean, I guess you just got here. You can trust my dad. I mean, you weren't here, but... You two, like, we had a nice bonding moment, the four of us.
He's right? The best ever, Feral.
Let's not speak of it.
It's really good to see you're making friends, Zelis.
Tinsy, like, lights up and looks at Zelis.
Zelis looks away and is just like, so plans.
Wait, your mask is really wet.
And your hair looks weird, but I didn't point that out until you pointed out my mask.
Okay, that's fair. Did you also do that, like, neck swivel in the
yes.
world, too?
Okay. She swiveled her neck.
And Tinsy watches as she turns to Feral. We both cried really hard.
Zelis, like, flicks you.
Did you say licks me?
Flicks.
Flicks, like, oh, flicks,
flicks
me?
With oh. her.
Yeah. Ow!
All right. You know more about the living totems than, well, any of us here, right?
Oh, yes, I am privy to the Foothold's information on them.
Well, we were thinking maybe they would have some kind of idea, but, that's as far as we got, and, from what I've heard... Maybe, well, I heard there used to be a clan here, and, I mean, obviously that's, the ground that, you guys stole from them, but anyway, there are still some of them left, right?
Doc Overall stands up from Tutsutsu's bed, and he has a lot of mixed emotions on his face, and he begins pacing the room. So let me... understand. I assume if you're looking for the two living totems, you understand that they give druids great power, and by extension, and he looks out the window at the campus that he has spent so much time working for. I assume you intend to use that power to free the druids that we have here, yes?
I really never thought that far, but I think so.
Dad, are you okay?
Doc O'Vral is still looking out the window, and he says, "The lot of you just promise me this, all right? Your hand will almost definitely be forced, but try to keep the casualties as low as you can, all right?"
Tinsy side-eyes Zealous.
Fine.
Tinsy looks up and goes,
"I promise."
And he turns around, and he's leaning against the wall, and he says, "Before we go through this with this plan, I have to make sure you understand that though our views are very, very different from those of the druids, there are good people in the foothold of Amorta. Do you understand that?"
"I mean, there's you, right?"
Mm-hmm. And he nods.
"And Frengard."
"And Frengard."
"Yeah.
By the way, his name is Frengar."
"What?"
"Yeah, I know, right? Isn't that crazy?
Wild.
I'm really sorry. This is supposed to be a sober moment. I apologize."
"Oh, sorry. You know, one of the things that I learned when I was really young and when my father found me was that choices are important. And even if your beliefs are different, people should have choices of whether or not they want to join you. And from what I can understand, some people didn't want to."
And Doc O'Vral nods, and he says, "I think that perhaps I was less of a good person than I realized. And he looks at Tsutsutsu and he says, "It took me almost losing my son to realize how terrible this place can be for good people like him. I truly believe in the next life." He looks over all of you and you see his eyes begin to glow with that pale undead light, and he says, "But we can't force this life on you. You have to be free to choose which life you lead. And maybe someday, when you're done with your life, you'll join ours. But only if it's your choice."
Tinsy silently weeps.
"Daddy, do you know where the clan leader is?"
Doc O'Vral looks down at him, and slowly he nods. "You and your friends will have to go to the Temple of the Great Rebirth. Behind the dais, there's an emblem of our religious symbol, and you will see a great deal of rot emitting from it. If you can find a way past that rot, the clan leader is sealed behind there."
"Is she like you?"
And he looks to you and says, "If you mean, is she undead? No. She still lives. Father Gortak had to keep her alive in order to channel her power. She has been used as a tool. And for the record, I never agreed with this part. But she has been used by Father Gortak opposite for her purpose. Her purpose is to bolster the power of all living creatures, and the other living totem to bolster the power of all plants. She has been used to weaken the druids. But once she is free, your revolution will go much better than Father Gortak can possibly suspect right now."
"What happens to you?"
"I will not stand in your way." And he thinks really hard and says, "At the same time, I cannot stand against my brothers, but neither can I stay here as the librarian of arms."
"Wait, like you keep, like, weapons and stuff, and..."
"Oh yes, this is the armory of Sanctum Impadit."
"Do you have my weapons?"
"I do, yes. This hasn't even occurred to him yet, but I've been asked to hold on to all of your equipment, and, I was tasked with studying it in case there were any enchantments we needed to know about, but
I don't think it would be a bad idea if I discreetly slipped it back your way.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
I have an idea. Why don't you join our druid friends?
I look at you wide-eyed.
And Tinsy just opens her eyes even wider back. She's like,
because maybe it would be a good experience for you to know the other side. Think of it as an intellectual retreat.
He looks to you and he nods and he says,
I think that may be a good idea. I'm only just realizing, and looks at Tutu, how much these druids can possibly hold to teach me. And here I thought that it was our responsibility to teach them all along.
Wait, so just like behind the curtains, has he known this whole time that there's been another circle of druids here? Because that's what I was worried about.
What do you mean, another circle of druids?
Us.
Oh, yeah, the foothold is aware that you guys are here.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's why I looked over at Tinsy.
He's still, like, really bug-eyed.
And my weapon has had quite a beating for a while. We've been traveling a lot. Would you be able to look at it for us? At our weapons?
Mm-hmm. I don't see why not.
I mean, if there's like an upgrade involved, that's great.
And maybe even our armor. Our armor to see, or mine at least. Because Tinsy has had an upgrade to help her out, but...
All right, fishing for upgrades, are we? All right. I mean, I can't think of a single reason not to.
It's her birthday. Come on.
I already gave her fucking jet boots or whatever.
Oh, I'm so excited to use it.
You should be really proud of Tsutsutsu. He worked on my armor, and it's absolutely beautiful and amazing.
And he made this harness, and I point to my back, like, look, it's really cool.
It's real comfy.
Doc Overall, like, beams with pride, and he says, Tsutsutsu is one of the most gifted artificers I've ever met. I couldn't be more proud of him. And he, like, pinches Tsutsutsu's cheek, and Tsutsutsu just giggles, like, I love you, Daddy!
Can I ask you a question?
Of course.
Have you seen any paladins come through here recently? Or not recently?
He gets a sort of pang of guilt across his face. And he looks at Tsutsutsu and he says, not recently, no. And Tsutsutsu notices his gaze and looks back at him and says,
oh, Daddy, you knew, didn't you?
And Dako Vral's eyes go wide and he says, did you know?
I have another secret to tell you, Daddy. Please don't be angry.
What is it, my boy? And Tsutsutsu starts, like, anxiously playing with his claws, and he says,
so, for the last few, years, I've been sneaking off into the mines, and I made friends with a golem from the old druid circle?
Doc O'Vral's eyes light up, and he says, there's still a golem left? I thought they were all destroyed.
Yeah, I'm glad that that's the most shocking thing to you. like, he's, don't get mad, been teaching me, like, druid magic and stuff.
I am so scared of being part of this family drama. I'm so uncomfortable, I just keep on drinking my water.
And Doc Overall, like, there's, like, a full minute of, like, silence, and Doc Overall, like, plops down on the bed again and just, like, his head in his hands, and he's just like, I'm sorry, this is... I mean, like I said, I support you. Wow, okay. Go on. What were you getting at with this?
So, I've learned more than just druid magic from him. I learned the history of the clan, of the circle, rather. But not the way that the foothold has been teaching us.
And they look to Feral drinking water loudly and look back.
Sorry, I choked.
And he's been teaching me from the druid's perspective how everything went down. And it took a while, but he worked out.
And he looks nervously up at Dockofrau.
He worked out who my real parents were.
Tinsy mouth hit, like, just open. She's like, what? He's not your dad?
Zeus kind of whispers like, to Tinsy.
But you guys look so alike.
Wasn't he his daddy?
And we will take a break here.
Oh, okay. No!